Chapter 4. A Beautiful Customer. For 3 months, everything was normal. Then, one day in April, an unusual customer came into the shop. The new customer was a very beautiful woman. She was wearing expensive clothes and arrived in a large car. "Is this the corner shop?" the woman asked. She looked round and seemed a little surprised. "Yes," replied Anna. "This is the corner shop. It's the only shop in the village."
"I'm looking for Mr. Slayton, the owner of the shop," said the woman.
"I think he's upstairs," said Anna. "I'll go and get him. Does he know your name?"
"Yes, I think so," was the reply. "Tell him..." The woman stopped. "Tell him Miss Gordon is here, Miss Greta Gordon."
Anna was amazed.
"Are you Greta Gordon, the film star?"
"Yes, that's right." The woman smiled, but she was nervous.
"Wait a minute," said Anna. "I'll tell Mr. Slayton that you're here."
Anna ran to the bottom of the stairs and called,
"Dave! Dave! There's someone to see you!"
"Who is it?" asked Dave from upstairs.
"Miss Greta Gordon," shouted Anna. "It's Greta Gordon, the film star!"
"I'm coming," he said, and he came down immediately. "I'm pleased to meet you, Miss Gordon," he said.
"Good morning," said Greta Gordon. She and Dave shook hands. She had beautiful hands, and she was wearing beautiful diamond rings. Anna had never seen so many diamonds before. Miss Gordon looked round.
"Is this where you work, Mr. Slayton?" she asked. Once again, she seemed nervous.
"Yes," said Dave. "It's a small place, but it's big enough for me. Please follow me, Miss Gordon."
Anna was surprised. Dave and Greta Gordon did not know each other. He did not call her Greta, and she did not call him Dave. He seemed to be in a hurry, and she seemed to be frightened. Anna watched them. Dave and Greta Gordon went to the back of the shop and into the special orders room. Greta Gordon was a special order customer. Anna thought that was very strange. She wanted to tell someone about Greta Gordon. Anna loved films. She wanted to tell Peter about the film star, but she had to stay in the shop. 10 minutes later, Greta Gordon came out of the special orders room. Dave went straight upstairs, and Greta Gordon came to the front of the shop. The film star looked terrible. She was pale. She was crying. Her eyes were red with tears.
"What's wrong?" asked Anna. "Can I help you, Miss Gordon?"
"No, thanks. I'm all right," said Greta Gordon.
"Do you want to sit down?" said Anna.
She got a chair, and the film star sat down.
"Shall I get the doctor?" said Anna.
"No, no," said Greta. "Please, tell no one about my visit here. Please, tell no one."
Anna was disappointed. She wanted to tell everyone about Greta Gordon. She wanted to tell everyone about her famous customer.
"I want to give you something," said Greta Gordon. "Here's a photograph of me. I'll sign it."
She signed the photograph and gave it to Anna. "Please keep this," said Greta, "and please keep our secret. Please don't tell anyone."
"All right," said Anna. "I promise."
The film star kissed Anna. She held Anna's hands. What a beautiful woman, thought Anna. And what beautiful hands. Then Anna noticed something. The diamond rings were gone.